Lady right here with the green shirt, and she started to look at me. Yeah, could you stand up for a minute and let us see your shirt? Yeah. How many of you seen the Florida Folk Festival official t-shirt this year? The theme is dance, and I tell you what, if you don't know anything about contra dancing, you should check this out. There's a little bit of everything. They do a little bit of contra, there's some swing. I got to try that a little bit last year. And they have a separate stage this year. They've even added an entire new stage just for ethnic cultures. And tonight, by the way, at 7 o'clock, and my daughter said, we are heading to that. So when this stage is over, she went to make me a sandwich because she wants to go check out all the dancing tonight on the amphitheater stage from 7 to 8. Now, she's 17 years old, and I think that's pretty cool that the new generation is interested in some of these old dances. The group that is up here now...
I'm ready. I'm there.
One of the singers is from my neighborhood in Alachua County, Miss Faye Baird. And these other two ladies I've met for the very first time today, Kate Seeger and Kim Wallach. Am I pronouncing her name right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And, you know, they've been together, they said, for 24 years. 24 years. But this is their first year at the Florida Folk Festival. They've been performing all over the place.
I hear my voice.
But we finally have them right here on the old marble stage.
And we hear ourselves.
They have a name.
Can we hear ourselves? Can we hear ourselves?
Short Sisters.
I can hear myself.
And I said, I can't believe you'd be called Short Sisters.
There's a strange ringing.
But, you know, if I go stand behind Faye, maybe we'll see why.
Or from outside. It's hard to know. It sounds like cicadas.
That's cicadas.
It does sound like cicadas.
So I guess you could say that they're short, but I don't think they're sisters either.
The first one we're doing is all
not really sisters.
We can adjust.
Cicadas? Then it's
maybe that's what it was.
Maybe we could sing.
Miss Faye, are you going to tell us why you're called Short Sisters?
Does anyone else?
Somebody knows the story.
She says.
Somebody knows the answer. Why they're called Short Sisters?
Ernie might.
Do they get a prize?
He's got it, ladies and gentlemen. Stand up, sir, and tell the rest of the crowd.
What is it?
The rumor is that it's because all of your first names, Faye, Kate, Kim, are short names.
He's right. Let's give him a big hand.
Woo!
Is that your final answer?
All right.
Oh, we ought to do Who Wants to Be a Folk Millionaire?
There you go. Hey.
Yes.
There's money in that. Let's make them welcome, please. The Short Sisters.
Now shall my inward joys arise and burst into a song. A mighty love inspires my heart and pleasure tunes my tongue. God on his thirsty Zion's hill, some mercy drops has thrown, and Solomon's abound his love to shower salvation down. Why do we then indulge our fears, suspicions, and complaints? Is he a God, and shall his grace grow weary of his saints?
Thanks. That was a Sacred Harp tune.
Yeah.
Yep. This is a song I've known ever since I was 12, but it only recently became famous.
It's got parts for you.
Well, the high sheriff, he told his deputy, he said, go out and bring me Lazarus. Well, the high sheriff, he told his deputy, he said, go out and bring me Lazarus. Bring him dead or alive. Began to wonder just where in the world they could find him. And the deputy began to wonder just where in the world they could find him. Well, I just don't know. Between two mountains, and they found poor Lazarus. They found him up between two mountains, and they blowed him down. Oh Lord, and they blowed him down. And what they used was a great big number. And what they used was a great big number. Number 44. Took him down to the commissary counter. They took him down to the commissary counter. And they lowered him down. Oh, Lord, and they lowered him down. And Lazarus, poor mother, oh, well, she couldn't go to the funeral. And Lazarus, poor mother, oh, well, she couldn't go to the funeral. Didn't have no shoes. Oh, Lord, didn't have no shoes.
I tell you,
one of your men is gonna leave you. I tell you, high sheriff, one of your men is gonna leave you. Come the next payday, oh Lord, come the next payday.
How many were here last night and saw John McCutcheon? Hear the story about Bascom Lamar Lunsford. Well, actually, Bascom Lamar Lunsford, I've got a recording of him playing this next song. I don't know if he wrote it, but I wouldn't be surprised at any rate.
I'm there.
Okay. Once I stood on my stepstone when school days were over, longing for time to go by. Now that it's gone, I stand here tonight and bid this old stepstone goodbye.
Goodbye to my stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless the ones that I leave with a sigh. Fields will be whitening and I will be gone to ramble this
wide world alone. It's hard to be parted from those that you love when reverses of fortune have come. The world's strongest heartstrings are broken in two with absence from loved ones at home. Goodbye to my stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless the ones that I leave with a sigh. Fields will be whitening and I will be gone to ramble this wide world alone.
As I stand on my stepstone at eventide now, the wind whistles by with a moan. Love now is gone as I stand here tonight. Goodbye to my stepstone and home.
Goodbye to my stepstone, goodbye to my home. God bless the ones that I leave with a sigh. Fields will be whitening and I will be gone to ramble this wide world alone. Fields will be whitening and I will be gone to ramble this wide world alone.
We learn a lot of songs from songs people give us, and then we have a couple of favorite songwriters. Tom Galla is one of our favorite songwriters, and we try to put at least one of his songs on every CD. This was on the last CD, Love and Transportation. It's got a part for all of you who are in the Harmony Workshop. It's got some nice percussive doo-wop bass lines for anyone who wants to join Kim and Faye on those, and then it's got some nice refrain lines. Just sing out. Now people write with any old piece of pencil, and people write with greasy ballpoint pens. I want to write something down. I always reach for the same thing again and again. I always get me a one Ticonderoga, and it's a two Ticonderoga. They make a three Ticonderoga. Myself, I don't go higher than a 2.5. Now it don't matter what I'm doing. Get me an idea and I'm a start. Reach for something's got a point on the bottom. Got a pink eraser right on the top. Yeah, yeah. It's got a bright, bright yellow in the middle. It's got them three little shiny green stripes.
I have used Ticonderoga pencils all of my life.
I'm here to tell you it's a one Ticonderoga,
and it's a two Ticonderoga. They make a three Ticonderoga. Myself, I don't go higher than a 2.5. And it's a one Ticonderoga, two Ticonderoga, Ticonderoga, 2.5. They make a one Ticonderoga, two Ticonderoga, Ticonderoga, 2.5. I tell you, it's a one Ticonderoga, and it's a two Ticonderoga. They make a three Ticonderoga. Myself, I don't go higher than a 2.5.
Hit it, girls. Do, 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 do. Now I've tried every kind of a pencil. I've got a fountain pen home that's divine. I make Dixon a crucible man.
I buy Ticonderogas every time, yeah, yeah. And it's a one Ticonderoga, and it's a two Ticonderoga. They make a three Ticonderoga. Myself, I don't go higher than a 2.5.
This is the last time.
And it's a one Ticonderoga, two Ticonderoga, Ticonderoga, 2.5. They make a one Ticonderoga, two Ticonderoga, Ticonderoga, 2.5. I tell you, it's a one Ticonderoga. Ooh, two Ticonderoga. Ooh, three Ticonderoga myself. I don't go higher than a 2.5.
You sing really
wow.
well.
You did great.
You did great. You guys are good. It's a tough one.
See, it's so nice when the audience sings with a thank you, thank you.
This is a round by Jan Harmon.
Jan Harmon.
About somebody we know, and this is the note we're starting on.
Yes.
Ready? One, two.
My friend Sharon saved an armadillo from a crocodile one day. My friend Sharon saved an armadillo from a crocodile. One day, it was out in Amarillo where this vile child had an armadillo by the tail, and he would have sent it sailing to some smiling crocodile. Only Sharon hollered, "Stop, you rotten kid," and he did.
My friend Sharon saved an armadillo from a crocodile one day.
My friend Sharon saved an armadillo from a crocodile one day.
It was
my friend Sharon saved an armadillo from a crocodile one day.
It was
my friend Sharon saved an armadillo from a crocodile by the tail.
And he did.
It was my friend Sharon where the child had an armadillo by the tail. And he would have sent it sailing to some smiling crocodile. Only Sharon hollered, "Stop from your crocodile."
One day, it was
my friend Sharon saved an armadillo from a crocodile.
One day, sent it sailing
to
some smiling crocodile.
Only Sharon hollered, "Stop an armadillo by the tail." And he would have sent it sailing to some smiling crocodile. Where the Sharon hollered, "Stop an armadillo by the tail." And he would have sent it sailing to some smiling crocodile. Only Sharon hollered, "Stop, you rotten kid," and he did.
Looks like we're gonna make it, guys.
Thank you. Let's see, Kate, if you can talk for a minute, I'll just make sure I'm really.
This next song,
Phillips.
Thank you. Every once in a while, I have these little brain blips. And this next song is by Utah Phillips. It's a very beautiful Rock Salt and Nails. It's he's got many wonderful songs. So if you don't know Utah Phillips, you should really go find his music. Lots of people are singing it. He's got a whole variety of songs.
You can stop now.
Thank you, Kate. We'll sing a song now by Utah Phillips. Dedicated.
She already said that.
Oh, thanks. We could dedicate it to the Suwannee River. Did you?
I didn't talk about a river. We should dedicate it to the Suwannee River.
Good river song. It was down by the river where the willows hang down, and the wild birds all warble with a low moaning sound. Down in some holler where the waters run cold, it was there I first listened to the lies that you told.
Now I lie on my bed and I see your sweet face. The past I remember, that conscience still echoes my name.
Now the nights are so long.
Now the nights are so long.
For sorrow runs deep.
For sorrow runs deep.
And nothing is worse.
And nothing is worse.
Than a night without sleep.
Than a night without sleep.
I walk out alone.
I walk out alone.
I look at the sky.
I look at the sky.
Too lonesome to sing. Too empty to cry.
If the ladies were blackbirds and the ladies were thrushes, I'd lie there for hours in the chilly cold marshes. If the ladies were squirrels with the high bushy tails, I'd load up my shotgun with rock, salt, and nails. I'd load up my shotgun with rock, salt, and nails.
Nice job.
And we get to do radio.
Well, this is a long one, and then we'll see.
Ten?
Cool.
Holy cow.
Wow.
We sing fast.
Actually, I'd like to thank Kim for that fine guitar job, and also the sound man, because the sound was so good, and sound has been a challenge. I was so busy listening to the sound and how good it was that I completely forgot to play the banjo. Completely forgot. Realized about it the last verse. Went,
I did wonder.
Hey, wow, I'm holding this thing. What am I doing here? Thank you very much. This has been a huge pleasure.
Yes, thank you.
Where'd she go? Let's do waiting, and then we'll see if there's really still time.
We can always
do it.
It's
kind of a long song.
Okay. This next song was written by Bob Blackman, who is a folk DJ out in Lansing, Michigan. It applies to my life. There are exactly 1,627 little flowers on my kitchen wall. I counted them while waiting for your call. By the time I reached 1,100, I was sort of hoping that you wouldn't interrupt me before I got them all. So I caught up on some magazines. I had some month-old Newsweeks that I read. And then I opened up the latest true romance in the middle of a heartfelt essay called I'll Never Leave Him Though He's Scum. Well, I decided I'd give you one more chance.
I'm always waiting by the window, always waiting by the phone, always staring at the clock and feeling empty and alone. I just want a little lovin', want to see you at my door. You're the one that I've been waiting for.
You said you couldn't tell me if you'd be here in the morning or the afternoon. You couldn't even swear it'd be today. I changed my plans, stayed home from work, and canceled an appointment. Now it's 6 o'clock. You're still not here. I don't know what to say. I'll have to do it all again tomorrow just because you don't know your schedule. It could be days before you get to me. A person shouldn't have to change their whole life this completely so a guy from some big chain store could deliver their TV.
I'm always waiting by the window, always waiting by the phone, always staring at the clock and feeling empty and alone. I just want a little service, want to see you at my door. You're the one that I've been waiting for.
I've been listening to your station for an hour just to hear the weather. I'm still in my nightgown, and I feel like a jerk. But until I know if I should wear my gray wool suit or seersucker or carry an umbrella, then I just can't leave for work. And with all the ads for tanning spas and singles bars and pizza joints, it seems you could squeeze in a little weather now and then. I don't even like the music that you play, but I'm afraid that if I change the station now, I'll start all over once again.
I'm always waiting by the window, always waiting by the phone, always staring at the clock and feeling empty and alone. Till I hear a little weather, I can't step outside my door. You're the one that I've been waiting for. Well, I wonder if I'll ever see my sweetie, or my TV, or the plumber who's supposed to come and fix my bathroom sink, or my refund from the IRS, or all those things I ordered from that catalog last month. They should have come by now, I think. My therapist keeps telling me to manage my time better. That's a good idea in principle, but what leaves me perplexed is to find a way that I can manage time at all when I feel doomed to sit around and wait to see just what won't happen next. I'm always waiting by the window, always waiting by the phone, always staring at the clock and feeling empty and alone. I just want a little action, want to see you at my door. You're the one that I've been waiting for. Yes, you're the one that I've been waiting.
Okay, we are so impressed with your singing on that last one. We're going to give you one to really sing. This is a really old song called Benjamin Bowmanier. And it's about how wars begin, a big mystery. And there's a lot of sort of code language in there. Casters away, which is one of your lines, means you throw your beaver hat somewhere. Okay? I just thought I'd tell you that. I think that's it. It's about the adventures of a tailor. Does anyone have any idea where it starts? Da, 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 da. That sounds good, yeah.
Do you know how the wars began, Benjamin Bowmanier? Do you know how the wars began, casters away? Do you know how the wars began, when England fought to a man, and the proud tailor rode prancing away? Of his shearboard he made a horse, Benjamin Bowmanier. Of his shearboard he made a horse, casters away. Of a shearboard he made a horse, all for him to ride across, and the proud tailor rode prancing away. Of his scissors he made bridle bits, Benjamin Bowmanier. Of his scissors he made bridle bits, casters away. Of his scissors he made bridle bits, to keep the horse all in his wits, and the proud tailor rode prancing away. And as he rode o'er the lea, Benjamin Bowmanier, and as he rode o'er the lea, casters away. And as he rode o'er the lea, he spied a flea all on his knee, and the proud tailor rode prancing away. Of his needle he made made a spear. Benjamin Molinier, of his needle he made a spear. Casters away, of his needle he made a spear, and pierced the flea all in his ear. And the proud tailor rode prancing away, of his thimble he made a bell. Benjamin Bowmanier, of his thimble he made a bell. Casters away, of his thimble he made a bell, and tolled the flea's funeral knell. And the proud tailor rode prancing away. And that's how the wars began, Benjamin Bowmanier. And that's how the wars began, casters away. And that's how the wars began, and England fought to a man. And the proud tailor rode prancing away.
Thank you for having us.